Hey, 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 they're playing my song. Well done, well done. That's one of my favorite pieces, and you played it splendidly.
Thank you, Mr. Beethoven. You have always been my very favorite composer.
You have exquisite taste.
But tell me, Mr. Beethoven, I am confused. Are you a classical composer like Mr. Mozart, or are you a romantic composer like Mr. Brahms?
How nice of you to ask. In answer to your question...
Oh boy, here we go again.
In answer to your question, my friend... Many people like to think that I was the composer who bridged the gap between the classical era and the romantic period. While I utilized the forms of the classical period, I like to think that I continually pushed their limits to the boundaries and transformed them into something entirely new.
Awesome!
Aren't I, though?
As he has told you, Ludwig is absolutely right that he led the way for those of us in the romantic period to spread our wings. Consequently, we quit worrying so much about the form of the music as to its content.
And he composed most of his music never being able to hear it.
What?
Yes, it's true. For a good part of his life, Ludwig von Beethoven was completely deaf.
He would compose music never being able to actually hear it.
After he would conduct a concert, someone would have to turn him around to face the audience so that he could see the ovation that was being given to him.
Classical or romantic, our hats are off to you, Mr. Beethoven. Truly one of the greatest of us all.